Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated a hadith. And the meaning of the hadith is that Nabi al-Kareem, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stated that once Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Gabriel, came and I saw that his face, his expression was in a very, you could say, concerned state, distressed state. And before that, before this day, I had never seen Jibreel alayhi salam in a state like this. So I was taken aback, said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Jibreel, I have never seen you like this before, like the way you have come to me today. What's the reason behind this? And then Jibreel alayhi salam replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are correct and right. Today I am feeling down, I am sad, and I'm also afraid and concerned, extremely concerned, anxious. And the reason for this, the reason, Jibreel alayhi salam said, that today I saw Jahannam, the conditions in hell, and after seeing hell, I became like this. So this is ajeeb, severe consequences and conditions in Jahannam, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said Jibreel alayhi salam. And by seeing the conditions of Jahannam, when I started to think about your ummah, then I cried and stated and asked that this fire and Jahannam, only that person will be free from this fire of Jahannam who has yaqeen on this point that there is Jahannam, there is a hell, and from this fear that that person in this world, during this world, he starts to protect himself and save himself from destination hellfire, and then he can be saved. Otherwise no one can be saved. Otherwise he cannot save himself or self. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked question that what was the conditions in hell that you saw. He said, it was very difficult for me to relay this to your Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what I can say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regards to the fire of Jahannam, Allah burnt it for 1,000 years. The 1,000 years of the hereafter, not the 1,000 years here. And Allah burnt the hellfire so much that it became red out of the intense heat. Then Allah burnt it for another 1,000 years. Then the color of that fire became white. Allahu Akbar, white. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burnt that fire for another 1,000 years, and the color of that fire became black. The condition of hell became black. And now it's in that condition, so intense blackness, so dark that the definition of dark cannot even describe the darkness in Jahannam. And it will stay like that. It will remain like this, ongoing. And so much so, that is the place, the abode, the destination. So intense is that heat, that even if the width of a needle, even if the width of a needle, that fire was to be exposed to this world, within a split second, that width of a needle fire would destroy this whole world and what it contains. And whoever is in hellfire, there will be so much smell emanating from the inhabitants of hell, that even if a little bit of that cloth that's burnt is hang over of this universe, then nobody would be safe from the stench of that action. And those people will be dragged into Jahannam with the chains, that the smallest chain of Jahannam, if it's placed onto the biggest mountain, you can say range, then down to the 7 layers of the earth beneath, that mountain will be suppressed and destroyed. It's a big hadith, my friends. Today we are living, we have time. Tomorrow that time is to come for all of us. Some are coming into the world, some are coming For this preparation, some people are celebrating my son's born, my daughter's born, and we celebrate that, and some are departing, we cry for them, we prepare their graves and their coffin, and tomorrow my name will come on that list, and one day your name will come on the list, and those who are before us, they have departed from this world, they've gone. And this hadith, the most important subject of this hadith is that he who will have yaqeen, certainty. The person of yaqeen about this point, Allah said in the Quran that Jahannam exists. Beware of it. Whoever tries to save himself from Jahannam, whoever tries to protect himself from Jahannam, only he can be saved. Today, let's look at our lives, my friends. How much do we protect ourselves to save ourselves from Jahannam, the hellfire? How many actions do we implement to ward off Jahannam? And what is it that we can do to protect ourselves the maximum from Jahannam? Not just protect ourselves from Jahannam hellfire, rather that man can get close to Allah. What is the amal? The action. Think. Because Allah has created all of the solutions, alternatives for wrong. In these days while we are living, we can do so much. We can earn so much. 1 second of our life is so valuable that even if for a second we want, alhamdulillah, we can reach to the heights, to the glorious heights. Remember this. Yes, a person, shadeed al-iqab, he can be saved from the adab of the hereafter. Ilayhi al-masir. What is ilayhi al-masir? The same place. Allah Ta'ala says that you need to come back to me, you will return to me. And after coming back to me, Allah says, the accounting will take place. And Allah says that when a person will come to me, Allah says, I will question you that I sent you to the earth. What did you do? What hisab will Allah Ta'ala take from us? Think, what will it be that Allah Ta'ala will ask us about, question us about? Allah Ta'ala has told us in advance, La ilaha illa hu. Subhanallah. Hisab will be questioned. The kalima, La ilaha illallah, who Allah Ta'ala says, how much did you prepare yourself for this kalima? How much did you implement this kalima? La. Think that everything we see, how do we eliminate that? La, there is nothing in front of us. Nothing. This is our preparation. La. Everything is Allah's. Nothing is ours. La ilaha illahu. Allahu Akbar. That Allah is most strong. If we prostrate to who? Allah. If we ask from who? Allah. Who is the one who gives? Allah gives. Illa. No one apart from Allah. If Allah says it's night, it's night. If Allah says it's day, it's day. If Allah calls us in the morning, we'll come in the morning. If Allah calls us in the evening, we'll come in the evening. If Allah calls us in the darkness, we'll go in the darkness. If Allah calls us in the sunlight, we'll go in the sunlight. 30 days, Allah says, don't eat or drink. We won't eat or drink for 30 days. Allah says, go do my tawaf. We'll leave everything and go for tawaf. This is illallah. La. We will not listen to anyone. We will not accept anyone's order. We will not embrace any order. There's one being who we will listen to in the whole universe. Illallah. We will listen to Allah. Illahu. And as long as a person does not remove everything from around him, no one has no power. Who gives cure? Allah. Who gives solutions? Allah. Who makes a person ill? Allah. Who rises us up? Allah. Who hits us? Allah hits us. Who gives us pain? Allah. Who makes a person blind? Allah. Who gives breath? Allah. And the machinery inside us, the stomach, alhamdulillah, that functions. That even the physicians don't understand. They said, we can't understand. We'll do a scan. We're trying to understand what's going on. But they don't understand. That such places, infections occur. Such complications occur. That the details, even the doctors don't understand. That there are miles of long of intestines within us. So many miles long. Allah Ta'ala has folded them and placed them into our body. And the heart is working. The lungs are working. The kidneys are working. The liver is working. The blood is flowing. It goes through the heart. Goes through the valves. And oxygen, carbon dioxide, vitamins come into the blood. We eat, we drink milk. And milk goes into the stomach. Allah Ta'ala has made the machine of the stomach. Vitamins come out. Fat and energy. Then the urine is formed. And the excrement is formed. The stool is formed. Subhanallah. La ilaha illahu. Nobody can maintain these systems. Ilayhi al-masir. We have to see this and nothing else. Allah is in control. And whoever has total certainty in this belief, that no one can even adjust my situation by hairs width, no one can give me loss or benefit. There's one being and only one. And when we have this yaqeen, then we will try to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if you say that He will give you food, He'll give you a job, He'll give you employment, He'll give you money, He'll give you clothes to wear, what will we do? Say, oh, I need to strengthen my link with this person. I need to make friendship with this person. I need to find the resources to get close to this person because He's going to give me everything. So if Allah is the one who gives everything, and if Allah Ta'ala says, if you make the link with me, if you make the friendship with Allah, if you make the connection with Allah and get closer to Allah, then subhanAllah, that person is successful. That's the end of the story. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. His yaqeen is strong because Allah is the one who does everything. I have no need to fear, to doubt. So this is the life. It's not a game. It's not tamasha. It's not a drama. All the ibadat we do, if after the ibadat this color of la ilaha illallah is rubbing off onto us, then we are successful. Otherwise our ibadah is not rubbing off onto us. Ilayhi al-masir. Allah won't ask that, how many salah did you pray? How many voluntary actions did you do? Allah will question that in the dunya, did you really believe in me? Did you believe that Allah is the one who gives and no one else? Apart from me, did you prostrate to anybody else? Apart from me, did you worship anybody else? Allah will question. After having bringing about iman, you still cheat and you still have hope in other people and you bow to others and you praise others and glorify others and obey others. Allah says, this is not the right thing to do then, is it? The total, our attempts and our focus should be on what? Subhanallah. What? That the wujud, the body and the spirit of man should be focused on Allah. But Allah says, I've given you nafs and shaitan, your two opposition forces, and you've got power, but Allah Ta'ala says that you will make mistakes because you're a human being. Then you will slip, you'll fall down, you'll commit sins, you won't be able to be saved. Allah says, I'm your Rabb, I know your reality in your situation, you won't be saved from sins. But when you come to me, then you will go into Jahannam after death, you're going to hellfire. So how can I be saved? How can we be saved? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, but I'm your Rabb, your Lord, after creating you, what I desire is that no one individual should go into Jahannam. I've prepared all of the solutions. So Allah says that a person who does what? There are three things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. Look here. Allah says, there's nothing to fear about. You've made a sin, committed a sin. You've disobeyed me, Allah says. Or you've committed an error. You are a human being and you will commit errors. And you will implement errors and there will be punishment. But Allah says there's one method. Allah Ta'ala has explained. Ghafla dhambi, ghafla tawbi. Subhanallah. There's such an action, Allah says, such a tool I'm giving to you, which is very effective and it will increase your iman and encouragement. And those who have yaqeen in Jahannam, then all night long that person cannot sleep. He says, I'm committing sins. How can I be saved from this fire? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that tawbi shadidul iqab. This is honesty and this is pure plain truth. Allah says there will be punishment for your sins. But if you collect all of your sins, gather all your sins and the mistakes that you've made, Allah says you've committed and they've happened in the past. If you come to me and ask for forgiveness and do tawbah and repent, Allah says, if you come to me and repent, Allah says, and seek forgiveness, then kafla dhambi, what will happen is that not one of your sins will remain. You will not see any of your sins remaining. What a great encouragement Allah has given to His creation. Great encouragement. This is tawbah. Repentance, my brothers. Tawbah, repentance, seeking forgiveness is a massive action. That even if we've committed thousands of sins, by mistake, I've committed sins, I've committed oversights, fine. But what should I do? Come back to Allah. Turn to Allah. Bow to Allah. Say, Allah, forgive me. Allah, I've committed mistakes. I've erred. Allah, I do true tawbah in front of you. I present to you all of my mistakes. Allah, make me repent. Allah says in advance, Governor Nabi Allah says, don't worry, your sins I will eliminate, they will evaporate, you will not even realize that you committed a sin. And that earth, that piece of earth that you committed the mistake on, I'll make it forget. I'll make those people, that locality will forget you did sin. But don't you carry on repeating. Don't think about those sins. Allah, the Rabb, Allah says, I'm Qadir, I can do whatever I desire. This is my attribute quality of tawbah, that don't look back. Some people come and say, I did tawbah, I repented, I keep thinking about my sins, my previous sins. I say, beware. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. Have yaqeen that when you look ahead and you've done tawbah in the court of Allah and said, Allah, forgive me, that I've come to you, and you said yourself, Allah, you'll forgive me. Allah says, forget. I've made you forget the sins. Why do you keep remembering the sins? On top of that, Allah Ta'ala, what does He say? SubhanAllah, in addition to the repentance. Allah says, not just this, that if you are an extreme sinner, when you do tawbah, you repent, then not do I just forgive your sins, but Allah says, this action of tawbah you've done, the amal of tawbah you've done, Allah says, I'm so happy that I elevate you so much, that I make you my muqarrib. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The kutab, ghawth, abdalu, the walis of Allah, do you think they don't commit sins? No. Allah says, they promotion takes place through this. Allah, wali of Allah, he gets close to Allah because he commits a sin, he does tawbah, Allah elevates him. Commits the sin, Allah elevates him after repentance. Allah Ta'ala loves the action of tawbah. And not just this, Allah Ta'ala says, so many rewards, respect and dignity and ikram and nobility I give, that you cannot imagine. The sinner of yesterday, a thief, zani, adulterer and criminal and bandit, but when he does tawbah, when he repents, what do we call repentance, brothers? Tawbah first is what? Is that we should first have regret for the sin that we committed. First, we should have total regret for the sin that we committed. So step number one of tawbah is regret. To feel regret that I did wrong, I took this person's money, I slapped him, I swore at him, I dishonored this person, and I regret this. And you have regret, remorse. The feeling of remorse. So first is to have remorse and regret for the sin you've done. Secondly, stand in front of Allah. Say, Allah, this sin that I've committed, Allah, straight away, right now, I eliminate this sin. And I promise I've eliminated this sin. In my life again, I will never do this again. I will not do zina again. Even if you've done it before, forget that. But that time you stood in front of Allah, make a promise. I say, Allah, that from today, I stop this sin and I will not repeat this sin. This is my intention today. And thirdly, that Allah, I will not do this again. I promise to you. Remorse, accept you've done the sin and promise you will not repeat it. Allah says, if you do these three intentions, then your tawbah is accepted. This is tawbah tan-nasuh. This isn't tawbah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Your thoughts are going somewhere else and you're rotating the tasbih. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Is this tawbah? This is not tawbah. Tell me, if you put the flour there and put the water on the other side, I want to eat roti, chapati, automatic atta, will the dough be kneaded and will the roti be cooked? And you'll sit there until the evening, the flour will be on one side, the water on one side, tasbih, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It's a wazifa, it is repetitivity, it is repetition. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, ilaha illallah, these old kalimats, wazifas, prayers, there are rewards for this. But tawbah, repentance, tawbah is these three steps that we must do. Then Allah's kitab, the person's included, that you've done tawbah. Now if we forget we've done tawbah, even if you haven't done tawbah, even at that time you say, Allah, that remember Allah, at which time? In the youth, young age or old age, Allah says, no, my doors are open all the time. All the time. And if you don't see death, then do three actions. Allah says, I will forgive you. If you haven't seen death yet, do three actions, I'll forgive you, Allah says. And I'll elevate you, make you my friend, make you muqarrib. Subhanallah, I will accept your du'as and I'll make you mustajib al-da'awat. Deserved of Allah's forgiveness. And I'll make you feel good when you're praying and doing ibadat. And people will start to love you, regard you highly, and you'll know how to give the huquqs to people, the rights to people. Subhanallah. And Allah says, your sleeping will be for Allah, your waking will be for Allah, your salah will be for Allah, your qurbani will be for Allah. Allah says, you will become my servant and you'll become such a person that within you, you'll have all the qualities of becoming a good person. So Allah's mentioned this in the Quran to those people who do tawbah. That person who does tawbah, how? First he leaves the sin. He was an alcoholic or a bandit. If I tell you stories, great names of great walis of Allah will come in front of us. Not small, insignificant, minor people. great personalities. And what do? They're just like this wool. You know this wool in front of us. And behind it there's damp. And we put wallpaper on top to hide the damp. Eventually what will happen? After some days the paper will start peeling off. The damp will be exposed again. So we keep on putting the wallpaper on top of the cracks in the damp, which is our deeds. But we don't do tawbah to eliminate the damp. We increase the amal, increase the deeds. Put the paper, layers of paper on the damp. Ilayl Masiba, when we go in front of Allah, all of the paper will be peeled back and all of the damp, the rot within, will be exposed if we stand in front of Allah without tawbah. Without doing repentance, brothers, tawbah is essential. Tawbah makes a person a real human being. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala praises those who've done tawbah with regards to His arsh, Allah's throne. What happens? Allah Ta'ala says that there are some angels, select angels, how close they will be to Allah, their maqam, their status, how high they will be, what will be their glory and their greatness. And what is their function? What do they do? That they have got hold of the arsh of Allah, they are carrying the arsh of Allah. They have lifted the arsh of Allah. And imagine the noor that they possess. The Allah Ta'ala's arsh, they have got hold of the arsh, they are carrying the arsh, and others are going around the arsh of Allah. Look, the qurb, the nearness to Allah. Some are carrying the arsh, some are doing tawaf, going around the arsh, and yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. And what is their function, their activity, their task? What is their ghizah? Allah Ta'ala says that their food is my dhikr, my remembrance. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala is praising His creation, the angels. Allah says, look, I have some special angels who have taken all of my arsh, and mashallah, they're going around my arsh. They're doing tawaf around my arsh, and they're doing my dhikr and my hamd, and they're praising me constantly, constantly, forever. Allah says, the beloved qawm, the beloved creation of Allah, the angels that are close to Allah, they will be close to Allah's arsh, or carrying Allah's arsh. And what has Allah Ta'ala said? What is it that they, what do they do? What is the action that they do? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, you will have read the verses in the Quran with regards to the angels. Allah says, these angels are so close to me, so high in status, but what do they do? What do they speak to me about? Even in this scenario that they're in the condition of dhikr, going around my arsh, and they're holding my arsh. But what do they do? What are their du'as that they are reciting? What is the action that they're doing? Imagine the du'as of these angels. Allah says, فَقْفِرْ ladina. Oh my Mawla, they say, listen to their words, oh our Mawla, our Lord, those who have done tawbah, repented to you, this man who has done tawbah, Ya Allah, in this masjid of Bolton, he sat down, seated, and this woman is sat here, she's behind the parda, behind the veil, and she's sought forgiveness from you, she's done tawbah. Even in the skies, dhikr is being done, say subhanallah. Yes, that sinful person who people used to throw shoes at him and the parents used to expel him from the house. Oh, you drug addict, you alcoholic, oh, you woman, you don't observe parda and you used to go around with this person. But Allah says, I'm Rahim, Kareem, how have I forgiven that person? That in the skies, Allah says, the angels, they have grouped together. What are they doing? They're speaking to Allah. They're saying, their dua is special. What nurani duas? First and foremost, what is the dua? Allahu Akbar. فَقْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا. Oh Allah, this person who's done tawbah to you, who's repented to you, if I do tawbah today, then my dhikr will start today, my mention will start today. Allah said this in the Quran, elevate your yaqeen, and keep yaqeen in the Quran, have belief in the Quran. What the Quran says, and we start doing dua, Allah says, that what happens, these angels do dua, and Allah, the second dua request is this, that your clean and straight and pure path. And obviously that person who does tawbah, who does true tawbah, I swear by Allah, then these conditions, they rub off onto that person. He comes onto the line. The first dua, ya Allah, oh my Mawla, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala says, I've forgiven you in such a way that from their tongues when they utter these duas, then from Allah at that time, that person who does tawbah, then his darajat start to increase. Ghawth, Kutub, Abdal, they all start to become. That same person who is sinful, how does a person become a Ghawth, a Kutub, an Abdal? Allah says, and the second thing that they ask from Allah is what? The Allah, that his nafs is still with him or her. Shaitan is with him or her. They've done tawbah, but we request you, Allah, we plead and do dua to you, that don't put this person back on the bad path, that let him obey Allah. The obedience to your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah and his sharia, the way of life that he's brought. So this is the first sign. The person who's done true tawbah, alhamdulillah, on their heads will be imamas, on their faces will be the beards, their labas will be according to the sunnah, their eating and drinking will be halal, their traveling will be halal, their salah will be high status, the Quran will be correct in their lives, practiced, and their life will be totally changed and transformed. Every action of that person will be according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walking, talking, eating, standing, sitting. When the effect of the sunnah rubs off onto that man or woman, if there's no parda, the parda will come, the niqab will come, they'll stop fearing the dunya, they'll have khawf, fear of who? Allah. And if they're afraid, they'll be afraid of Allah. Every footstep, they will take the steps for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the focus of the life will be, is this in the sharia? Is this in the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did he eat? How did he sleep? How did he wake up? How did he walk sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was his standing? What was his waking? And they will immerse themselves that every second of my life should be in accordance to the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the signs of what? Of who? The person whose tawbah has been accepted. The rest is a drama. It's a drama. The Quran differentiates between truth and falsehood. Oh, I did tawbah to Allah, but the color hasn't taken effect, hasn't rubbed off. I'm still ashamed of following the sunnah. I'm ashamed of the dunya. What will people say in this generation? How can I do this? I'm this. Look at my background. Look at my status. Allah Ta'ala says that person will do amal on one sunnah of Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man habba sunnati fa man habani. The person will do amal on one of my sunnahs, Allah Ta'ala said. One of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in one place, Allah Ta'ala has announced in a big way about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the fasad al-ummati, when the days and the day and age of fasad will come, people will laugh at those who are imama, they'll joke against him, they'll mock him, his appreciation will decrease, and people will give him titles. The child will follow the sunnah, the boy or girl, they'll expel them from the home. You're a fundamentalist, extremist, you're dishonoring the respect of the family. What deen is this you're practicing? Just pray salah, that's enough. Or just read a bit of Quran. What's this you're wearing on your head? Your beards are long now, you're doing this and that, X, Y, Z, you're observing parda, and you're covering your body. And when this happens to a person, a life of difficulty will come. This is the facade in the ummah. Not facade, food has stopped, drinking has stopped, or the factories have stopped, or wealth has stopped. This is not facade. This is the test of life. Rather, things are increasing in the world. Food, resources. Why is it in the world you cannot eat? All today would have probably eaten chicken or biryani or roast or halwa before you've come today. You will all eat and come. Is this facade? No. Facade is that let's look into our homes. And how many sunnahs are practiced in our homes? And what actions of loss are there in our homes about which Rasulullah said, I dislike these actions. Allah said that I dislike people who sin. My Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam dislikes the sins, and our homes are full of the sins. Our children are all following this horrible way. And this is fasad. This is not happiness. This is not prosperity. They're in the houses, there are new curtains, new sofas, new carpets, new cars. My son is this, one of my sons is this, my daughter does this, this son does this. This is the life of animals. This is fasad. Fasad. And this opportunity, Allah says, in the fasad, Rasulullah said, in the fasad al-ummati. In the fasad al-ummati, everyone sitting in the evening, the person of ilm, without ilm, everyone sat there, they're doing one action in the house. Sin. And this is called fasad. They will forget what we were before. What lecture did we hear? What khutbah did we give? Even the people with knowledge. Oh, what can I do? Everyone's in the same boat. My auntie will be unhappy. If I don't do wrong, sit together in the group, then everyone will be upset. This is fasad al-ummati. Stop. You'll forget your taqreer, your speech, your darajat, your taqwa, your ilm. Within a second, shaitan loots the iman of that person. This is called fasad al-ummati. On such a situation, we hear, we learn in the fasad al-ummati. In this fasad, if a person, Rasulullah said, does amal on one of my sunnahs, subhanAllah, this will be the drought with regards to sunnah. And today we're in that day and age. There's such a severe drought to accept everything. We are prepared to accept everything, but we are not prepared to do what? To embrace and practice Rasulullah ﷺ sunnah. No. That if by chance we're talking about sunnah, then today, then from the pocket they'll take out the phone, they're playing with the phone, and the person speaking half. The hukum of the Quran is what? That that time, if you can do amal, you will do only amal at that time when you listen properly. We don't even know how to listen. That if hadith is being discussed or Quran is being discussed, what is the adab? The manners. Yes? I can show you thousands who are sat listening to their phone, looking at the phone, sat at the back against the wall, and some poor soul is explaining or giving tabligh, ta'leem to the ummah, education. Everyone sat there looking at their phones. Is this not fasad? Is this the adab of listening to the Quran and hadith? Is this the manners of listening to the hadith? The Imam Malik rahmatullah asked him, what was the adab of hadith? That the scorpions cut his body. But he was teaching hadith, he did not wilt, he did not stop. Subhanallah. This was the adab they had. And today, that we think would be forgiven. That this Alayl Masib, this is the hisab. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That we think it's easy and let's stop. Is this what we're doing? Obey Allah's orders today? Are we, my brothers? Think. What are we doing? Jahannam's fire has been told to us, it's a severe fire. And we don't know when it's going to come. We don't know. So what's the issue? One path. The angels, they do dua. There's a person who will have true tawbah, sincere tawbah, and you will see immediately the color of the sunnah will come to his life, and he will stop running around like headless chicken. You can set that person wherever. He will have the same libas, the same face. He'll be sat there, immersed, enjoyed. So I'm going to send him to any country, any hemisphere of the world, mashallah, in the beginning. If he has done tawbah, how is he doing this? Those who don't do tawbah, how is he doing this? And when he does the amal, when they practice, people, yaar, how did he do this? Is this the same man? That now Ajuba, he becomes a unique example. So think, consider we're in the generation of Azad, that one son of Rasulullah, if he sits down and drinks water, even nobody else does this today. So quickly we're in a rush, the eating and drinking, it's ready made. We buy it, packaged, cooked already. Look at your children, they buy it, where they're eating, where's it going? They're speaking, the spoons, they're eating, the chawal, the rice, they're walking and eating. When they get home, they say, I've eaten. Yeah, birthday celebration started. People like us, everyone, everything celebrates have started. Haya's gone, modesty is gone. Yes, where is that? Dastakhan on the floor, the blessed dastakhan food mat, and the head of the house is sat. Everyone washes their hands and sits down. Dastakhan is rolled out. Everyone does dua. Everybody remembers the duas. Then we eat according to the tariq of the sunnah, good nasiha, advice in that 30 minutes. Subhanallah. Such noor goes into the lives of the children. After that, we do dua. According to the sunnah, we wash our hands, we lick our fingers, we clean the plates. Noor ala noor. You will see in the family. Noor ala noor. Where's that deen gone in our lives today? Not there. Am I wrong or right, my brothers? I'm just revising the lesson. This is a majlis. Alhamdulillah, you are there. I'm here also. So we need to speak, isn't it? We need to learn. So we're just revising, recapping, summarizing. MashaAllah, you are all pious. It's just for my benefit. If I come and sit down and unravel that I've got ilm, how will I be corrected? What face will I show to my Rabb? I'm worried about myself. I need to improve myself. I'm speaking to myself. Now, how will I continue? How can I continue to be down and speak nonsense, rubbish? Life will go towards a conclusion, an end. But if today I do true tawbah, then forget about the people of the earth. The people in the heavens will remember you. Aha, the people in the heavens. So brothers, do we do true, honest tawbah? Have we made intention? Yes. Do tawbah, repent, and then stand up. Otherwise, maybe we won't get the opportunity after we leave the door. Say, Allah, I've done it. I've been disrespectful. I've made mistakes. Don't worry. Make a mistake again. Do tawbah again. Subhanallah. Repent again. How many times in a day? 100 times in the day. 100 times? 1,000 times. Allah says, you carry on doing tawbah, repenting. You'll get tired, but your Rabb will not tire of forgiving you. Allah will not tire. Allah Akbar. Allah is kareem, extremely kareem. If I've done sin, committed adultery, spoke nonsense, then I've gone further down into the grave, into the darkness. I do tawbah and I'm lifted into the heavens, in the skies. Allah, what a great system Allah has given. And if at that time death comes and I've done tawbah, subhanallah, total release from punishment and total wandering around in beautiful bliss and reward. The Allah, we say Allah, and the angels, they do dua. The Allah, this person who's done tawbah, give him secure and solid forgiveness, Allah, so he does not repeat the sins. Give him such forgiveness. Hi, hi. And the second, dua the Allah, please allow him to follow the sunnah, the rasta, the path that you sent via the holy master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May they follow his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, become an ashik of the sunnah. The angels do this dua. And Allah save him from azab-e jaheem. The verse ends. And the last dua is very beautiful indeed. That, oh Allah, that what you've said, that you will call people back after death and azab of Jahannam will come. We do dua. Allah, save this person. Prepare him in such a way with tawbah, with repentance, with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that azab-e jaheem totally disappears from the lives and the hereafter of that person. And what is this, the reward for tahajjud? Is this the reward for doing hajj? For Umrah? What is this the reward for? What's this been explained from the beginning? For doing dhikr? For staying up in the night? For doing tasbihat? No. For which action do we get this reward? For tawbah, repenting, seeking Allah's forgiveness. Yes, the greatest action is tawbah. After tawbah comes ibadat, and the color of ibadah will rub off to us. And then your same ibadah will become nur ala nur. Your salah will elevate you to the glorious heights. Every amal that's done after repentance lifts that person high up towards the heavens, heavenly mode. So brothers, all make intention. I will also make intention that inshallah, Allah willing, we'll make a habit of repentance. We'll commit sins. We'll leave here. We'll do zin of the eyes, lie, deceive. But let's make our lesson solid that we will not tire of doing tawbah. Straight away, pray two rakat nafil. Allah made a mistake. Allah forgive me. End of story. Alhamdulillah. Tawbah. But if you're stubborn, arrogant, no, I've not done no sins. I'm not wrong. I'm correct. I didn't do this. It was due to this person. And even if the blame is 100% laid factually on the person, oh, look, he's sinning or he's lying, she's deceiving. Do you understand what I'm saying? The sheet system now, how valuable a system I'm giving to you, the tazkiyah system. Do you fulfill the tazkiyah system? Yes. Those who do that, put your hands up. If you are on the tazkiyah sheet system, yeah? And those who don't understand, they said, they're like you. You don't understand? You don't have any awareness of such a valuable system that you will feel like you will understand tomorrow that if one sin of backbiting comes out of our life, tell me what a benefit, great benefit for our lives. All night long, even if you write the benefit of this tazkiyah system, that the biggest benefit of ghibat is what? If you leave backbiting, is that you'll start to feel the taste of food. This is not the taste that you've eaten, the chickens today and all the food we eat. I swear by Allah, this is not the real taste. Why? Because when a person backbites, then he is consuming the flesh of his real brother. The flesh and the taste of that flesh is on our tongues after eating the flesh of our brother. Don't we do this? Yes, isn't it being stated in the Quran? And look at the surah. And Allah says that our taste is just like a person who smokes cigarettes, then he loses taste buds. And the person who doesn't smoke, he has good taste buds. And if you have shami kebab, your taste will be nice. But the person who smokes, a smoker, his taste buds will be diminished. When he leaves cigarettes, then he says, oh, I'm enjoying my food now. In the same way, those who leave backbiting, alhamdulillah, when they eat, they say, oh, this is like we're eating the food of Jannah, paradise. So is this a small thing to leave backbiting? But the method we've been told, that complete the sheets, 40-day chilla, the tariqah I tell you, that you've come and said, Shaykh, you've made me the peer, but let's do some work now. Try. Try. Allah says that on trying, make an effort. I give the reward. What are you worried about? Allah says, you will commit sins. I've not made you angels, have I? Allah Ta'ala says, but don't stop your efforts. So the path of tawbah is open, the doors of tawbah open. Everything positive will be attained by what? From this first step of tawbah. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Ameen.